sideline. He goes bouncing up the Seahawks. And another big play with Kayvon Wallace making the stop there.
All right, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
All right, man. Al Michaels going to call an Amazon Prime. The Niners approved the 3-3 tie for first place in the NFC West with Seattle. They've won six straight games against Seattle, which is the team's longest winning streak in series history. Six straight against Seattle, right? They've gone up to Seattle, had a t-shirt game. Last three ties up in Seattle, they've won three straight in Seattle. In Seattle. Well, it used to be a house of horrors. Not so much now under Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. How about this? This stat befuddles me here. All right, it's their fourth straight win when playing on Thursday Night Football. So they've been able to turn it around on short weeks and be buttoned up. So they've improved to 2-0 in primetime games so far this season, but 17-13 overall under Shanahan. Now, the record's not great, right? 17-13 overall under Shanahan. But they've had 30 primetime games under Kyle Shanahan. 30 primetime games? That seems like a lot. It seems like a lot considering what... They didn't have a primetime game when he first started, right? Maybe the Thursday night game against the Rams. Because everybody gets a Thursday night game.
Because they wore all yellow uniforms.
They wore the Rams all yellow and the Niners
Remember
wore the black.
Brian Hoyer, you know.
And Trent Taylor almost died that game. But 30 primetime games.
Trent Taylor almost died in that
game.
Remember
he got popped in the end zone?
I remember.
I shouldn't even joke like that. Let me take that back. I'm going to walk it back. He was on the ground for a long, long time and his body was not moving. And I was thinking to myself, he got rocked. Is that a concussion? What happened? And he ended up bouncing back and playing in that football game.
But unlike DeMar Hamlin, he didn't get a commercial. DeMar Hamlin has commercials.
Yeah, he does.
Good for him.
But anyway, 30
primetime. Was it Invisalign? I think it was Invisalign.
Yeah, it was Invisalign. But 30 primetime games under Shanahan, man. That's a lot, by the way.
Juggernaut. Now,
they are.
Do the primetime games also include playoffs and stuff like that?
I don't think they include playoffs because all those are primetime.
Well, everybody gets season, at least one Thursday.
But a lot of Monday night football games.
Well, yeah, but they also.
A lot of Sunday night.
You have to remember they've also requested that because they want night games to start the season for the first month and a half.
For the first month of the season
at home,
Levi's.
If they're going to have a home schedule. Home. So I think that because of the logistics with the stadium, I think that might factor into it. But no, it's also because they're giant juggernaut.
That's nothing I scoff at. Just 30 primetime games under Shanahan. They are must-watch television. They get the highest ratings, too, alongside the Dallas Cowboys. I want to give a shout-out to YouTube because, obviously, the chat is disabled right now. Hopefully, we'll bring it back soon. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate out of law to apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. But Chicago Jason, one of our great YouTubers there, Bonte, I called out Deebo and Kittle, and they delivered. I want to give my game ball to the rookies. Woo! The young fellas had themselves a game filling in on the road on primetime television. No doubt, Chicago Jason. The youngsters played well, and Kittle and Deebo led the charge.
And Brock was excellent. I mean, a lot of people that played phenomenal last night. It was a great team win, and I thought it wasn't pretty, but it was good. And you got to get those wins, and now you feel real good about yourself with a little break here and get ready for the Chiefs, and we'll get to them next week. But, yeah, I mean, these are the kind of wins you have to have, the ugly ones. Needed to win like an ugly one. The other thing that I was thinking about with this team beat, and, you know, there are times in the game where they just need a superstar to just make a play.
Yeah.
And it felt like last night was one of those games where it just happened. Like, man, I haven't seen Jennings make a play. Boom, third down.
Yep.
Big catch.
Yep.
Boy, I haven't seen Ayuk. Boom, big rip over the middle. Ayuk.
Yep.
Like, they just had these moments. Hey, I haven't seen Isaac Arendo really pop one. Boom, late, he pops one.
The stars. Let's keep it to the stars.
Okay.
Bosa, when you needed him to make a play, he made play after play after play after play after play after play. Herbstreit couldn't keep his name out of his mouth. He was making so many plays. Fred Warner, you needed a play? Well, he busts through two linemen on a screenplay and pops Kenneth Walker III to prevent a first down. Big time play. Fred Warner punching out of football. Big time play. Deebo Samuel, you needed a starter to make a play. 76-yard touchdown. Boom. Made a play. George Kittle, looking for contact on the big third down. Boom. 29 yards. He made a play. The stars made plays. You needed the stars to make plays. Now, he's not going to get a lot of fanfare for being a star. But a stabilizing force as a punter, I got to give David and SF credit. Look, it was 23-17. Two of the next three punts for Mitch Wisnowski landed inside a Seattle 7-yard line, and the other punt should have been a fumble by the Seattle Seahawks, but they botched the replay there. Not going to get into it. Refs blew that play, but Mitch Wisnowski, special teams, he made a play. Your big time players made big time plays. Let's get to the Lions here. Let's go to the Lions and let's go to Ditto, who just got off the plane from Seattle. Just got off the plane. Ditto, yes, what's sir. Up?
What's up, man? What's up, fellas?
What's up, Ditto?
Hey, it's Tito, by the way.
You
got my name wrong, man. That's Tito.
Oh, like vodka.
Tito. What's up, Tito? It's spelled Dito on the board, so I'm just reading what I see.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I just want to say, bro, like, the atmosphere there, I mean, it was a nice stadium, beautiful stadium. My first time there, their amplified sound, that's all they got.
Yep.
That's all they got. How come we don't do that? That's one question I don't understand. No. If we do, it doesn't feel like we do.
We don't need to do it, Tito. We don't need to pump in fake crowd noise. SoFi Stadium does, Lumen Field does, but the Niners fan base generate a lot of crowd noise, natural crowd noise, Tito.
We do. I get the way, like, the dynamics of that stadium is, but I just feel like we need something, or there's times, I'm not saying all the time, there's times that this stadium's rocking, but there's times where people need to be on their feet, not be sitting down. I love the Niner faithful. I am part of the faithful. I'm there every Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night, whatever we got home games. But we just need to bring it like that. You know, bring it loud, bring ready to go, impress with the whole fan base there. But our fans rocked it. We came through. There was a lot of sea of red on our side. Niner time all the time, baby.
There it is. Thanks for the call, Tito. Let's go to Anna in Sunnyvale. Anna, what's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about Kyle Shanahan's coaching and, you know, whether you think it's, like, more conservative or not. And also, you guys talked briefly about hockey a little bit. Like, if you're not experts or anything, then I just, you know, don't understand. Just keep my Mac Daddy out of your mouth.
Is that the first female flush?
Yeah, we had to flush it. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drainage at floydwater.net. See, here's why I have a problem with that. It is the WNBA has this issue. A lot of WNBA diehards, instead of embracing new fans, I've been here watching. You haven't been watching, so you just shut your mouth. When I started watching soccer, like especially got into the Euros and the Copa over the summer, you know what soccer fans told me? Bonte, we love this. We embrace this. We love new soccer fans. Welcome aboard. And then they start educating you on things. They embrace the new fans. We bring up Mac Lissette O'Brady. Yeah, we're not experts on Sharks hockey when it comes to Sharks hockey. But wouldn't you want us to show a little love to Sharks hockey? They had their season opener yesterday. We brought up Mac Lissette O'Brady. We're on board with the Sharkies. You think Looney and Draymond are experts about hockey? They're there. You're embracing them, right? Why can't you embrace us? Keep our Mac Daddy's name out of your mouth? Come on, Anna, be better.
I mean, I've already had the greatest proclamation on this show.
What's that?
Well, that he's the best 71 in the Bay. Trent, look out.
Trent had a good game yesterday.
No, he had a great game, actually. Yeah,
disrespecting Trent. Kyler Rogers right there.
Oh, that's a good call.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
What are the odds? You got three 71s in the Bay Area like that.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
All pretty good.
Not bad. There was also a bunch of European power forwards that would wear 71 as well.
Yeah. I'll take R3 71s over any other city's 71s.
Yeah. I think Shlitavili was 77. Chabarkaba might have been 71.
Yeah, Chabarkaba.
Remember him?
But you can't say Hufanga right.
Yeah. Well,
I assume you said those names right, but
I mean,
it would be funny.
But I can't stand a fan who's like, you don't watch enough, so don't speak about it. It's like, come on, embrace us.
I'm a golf fan, all right? And when golfers want, they're like, we need to grow the game.
Right.
It's like, well, then why are you so intolerant of new people, you know, stepping on a course and learning? Like, there's a fine line, obviously.
For example, pandemic, golf was happening.
Yeah.
I would hit you up like, yo, where can I watch this tournament?
And I would get excited.
And I started embracing golf, and golf fans, they started teaching me the golf spot, Pleasant Hill. What up, fellas? They embraced me, gave me a new set of clubs. Daniel Connolly, Olympic Club, plays in tournaments. Did a little video with me about golfing and putting on the course and whatnot. So
clearly you didn't listen.
I didn't listen. I kind of forgot a lot
Daniel's
of the fundamentals.
A stick.
He's legit.
They call that, that's like a ringer. He's a stick.
No, he's legit.
Awesome.
I love the Connollys.
His father, Martin, is a great man,
by
too.
By the way, I met his brother one night. We're watching the NBA Finals, and he was schooling me on hoops. He was a big hooper. No so way. The Connollys, man, they're athletes. They're athletes.
You're not allowed to talk about hoops, Bonte. We've been here.
Oh, yeah.
You're not here. We've been here.
We've been here. It's so stupid. I hate when fans do that. Embrace new fans. Embrace. By the way, I see somebody here, 408. I'm excited to watch another Warriors preseason game. Kings Warriors chasing tonight. Kings Warriors. I like my Warriors. Let's go.
What was that?
I like my Warriors. There's a drop there inside of Yagoo. They always play. Oh. I like my Warriors. Keith the Sabatel. I like my Niners.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a quick idea. I watched these kickers go down, and kind of in the spirit of saving the quarterback with all the new rules, now we've got this dynamic kickoff. I was thinking, put a 12th man on the field, have him stand back behind the kicker. Kicker kicks the ball, and then he runs off the field. Now you've got that guy who's a real, quote-unquote, football player who can make a football play, and we save the kickers from going down every week.
So it's funny that you bring that up. Stay on the line. I'll take it a step further. I actually believe, and this is something I believe to my core, I like when position players kick. I believe you should have to play 50% of the snaps to be able to punt or kick. I think it would be way more interesting if the NFL did away with specialization and they did some sort of algorithm where you had to play X amount of snaps to be eligible to kick or punt.
Yeah, I just think the NFL is trying to protect their product by saving the quarterbacks, and then this dynamic kickoff is the same where we don't want people to get hurt. So watch the kickers go down every week is no fun. I like to have Moody healthy versus injured.
See, it's a great point. I'd rather not have 65-yard field goals in the game, and I'd like to see more of a coin flip on a 25, 30-yard field goal. Like, when I see the guy Reed, who's the backup kicker for Kansas City, that's cool. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't like that at all?
I'd have to chew on that one.
I just hate seeing games decided by guys that are not on the field a lot. You know, it bugs me.
It's tough. How about this doesn't bug me? This is actually fascinating. So Nick Bosa played his ass off yesterday. He gets my game ball from last night. Nick Bosa, there's a lot of candidates for game balls. Nick Bosa gets my game ball. But him and Fred Warner are now in the top four when it comes to most forced fumbles in franchise history. Fred Warner is one behind Patrick Willis, who we interviewed last Friday. He's one behind Patrick Willis. Fred Warner, he's got 15 forced fumbles in franchise history. Willis had 16. Bosa has 11, by the way. He's tight with Ahmad Brooks, Chris Doman, and Bryant Young. Bosa with 11 forced fumbles.
Sorry, there's a saying in certain sports, like so-and-so has a knack for the ball. They have a nose for the ball. And you see this with like rebounders. You know, Draymond's a great rebounder for his size, and he just understands how to do it. Dennis Rodman, obviously one of the greats. But like, Fred Warner has a knack and a penchant for, he's obviously deliberate with those punches, but he just is in the right spot at the right time every single time. And just, it's incredible. It's better than the peanut punch.
Yeah, I mean, and you see Nick Bosa now, as he's fourth again, 11 forced fumbles for Nick Bosa, 15 for Fred Warner. Nick Bosa's swiping at the football now. He did that a couple times with Geno Smith where he's going for the ball, trying to take the ball away. And Ronald, I told you, a king's tail. Running to Fred Warner after the, what game was that? The Jets game. Running to Fred Warner. And I was like, what did you like better, the hit on Najee Harris or the forced fumble you had on Breece Hall? He goes, I got to get that ball, man. I got to get that ball. So now he's gunning for the ball. And you see Nick Bosa coming around the edge. He's also gunning for the football. So your two playmakers on defense. Bosa desperately trying to become that playmaker, which takes his game to another level. If Fred Warner's already there trying to make game-changing plays, going for that football.
Did you engage Fred or did he engage you?
I engage Fred, always. It's always the reporter. But he always engages back. That's twice now I've had a little small talk with Fred.
I just assumed.
Once after game one at the NLDS, Giants-Dodgers, he was sitting behind me. I should have been sitting behind him. But he was sitting behind me with his lovely wife before they had the kid. And Fred, I had the Trey Lance hoodie on. I was like, yo, help out Trey. It was his first start in Arizona. He goes, we got it, man. We going to bring it home, big dog. They lost that game, and Trey Lance didn't really play that well. But I engaged with Fred Warner, and he's always
He's a good guy to chat with. I remember opening day, him and Debo threw out the first pitch, and afterwards, you know, we're going down the tunnel. Uh-huh. I'm walking next to him, and I was like, Fred, your first pitch almost hit me there, dude. And, you know, we laughed about that. But, yeah, he was really cool about it. So
A princess tale. Prince.
I thought you
Prince
said Lubbin. Princess. I Prince didn't know where you were going.
I thought you said apprentice.
Prince Lubbin. Prince. 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 Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E.
Typically, these elite athletes need to pay tribute to the king.
Well, no, I'm surprised. Remember, Trady kept asking. We interviewed Fred Warner, and I kept saying Junior for some reason, so I blew that. I botched it, and I see Fred Warner on the field. Remember, we saw him. I said, hey, Fred, my bad, man. He goes, it's all good, man. I was like, thanks for coming out. He goes, dude, it's all, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Give us that 10 seconds right there. It was like Apollo Bancaro moment.
Dre Greenlaw, too, a little while later. That same day, he dapped us all up as well.
Yeah. Dre Greenlaw's arms are massive.
Well, remember, I go, Dre, you got to hit the helmet, man. I love when you hit the, he goes, dude, it's day one, man. I can't do it. And then he goes in and he rocks Christian McCaffrey without shoulder pads.
There are certain guys.
But it's day one.
Day one.
There's certain guys you see on the field when you stand next to me, like, that is the largest human being I've ever seen in my life. And then you see someone like Dre Greenlaw, like, he's not that tall.
No, he's
like,
not
at all. But his arms are humongous.
He's not. Let's go down to Palm Springs. David at Palm Springs. What's happening?
What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Doing great.
Two things for you guys. Number one, I know we're not talking about anymore, but Pat Summerall used to absolutely put me to sleep. God bless him. May he rest in peace. But I know so many games where I just passed out when he was commenting. And then you have John Madden come in with the shave. But that's one. Number two, I mean, okay, it's not on coaching when Ronnie Bell fumbles the ball or when I got to put Chenault on the special teams coordinator. But when that happened, I just got Hightower vibes. They're like, oh, my God, is this happening again? Seriously? So if you guys haven't talked about special teams, I'd love to hear your opinion on it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's got to get better, David. It's got to get better. They're up 23-3. The crowd is out of it. The game is basically, you get a 3-and-out or whatnot, and the game is over. Now all of a sudden you go up, you just run the ball, you run the clock. You give up a kick and return right there. You get the crowd back into it. You get their sideline back into it. It's just unacceptable. Jake and Cowie catching a punt inside the 7-yard line. I don't love that. I don't love it at all. It's scary. Stay on the field. Stay on your feet. Special teams is not good right now. Missing tackles left and right. Special teams has got to get better.
It's wild. In 2021, special teams was horrible. Like, horrible.
It wasn't great.
And then in the Green Bay playoff game, it ended up saving them. They had the greatest special team moment in the history of the franchise.
Unbelievable.
So, like, I want to sit here and say, like, oh, this is going to cost them down at the stretch. But, again, the year they had horrible special teams all year, you got Willis with the block, Hufanga with the scoop and score. It was
Hufanga.
Yeah. Did I mispronounce it again?
No.
No, just playing the drop from the highlight.
Every time you guys play the drop, I want to say Hufanga.
You get rattled with that name,
I do.
Man.
I should just call him Talanoa.
Or Huff. Yeah, Huff. There you go.
Like
call
juice?
Him Huff. Just call him Huff.
Yeah.
Let's go to JFG in San Francisco. What does JFG stand for, JFG?
Hey, JFG stands for Jalen Fly Guy. I'm a part of the Free-Minded Record Label, so I'm out here in the Bay Area.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you guys for having me on this morning, man.
Absolutely, I love that.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I love that nickname. Give it to us one more time, man. I love that. The way you just, it rolled off the tongue.
Jalen Fly Guy, JFG. JFG short for Jalen Fly Guy. Jalen Fly Guy, Mr. Amazing, JFG for sure. You can call me anything, but don't call me broke. And that's
Mr. Amazing,
cool.
I like that.
You know, it's Payday Friday, too.
Oh, it is Payday Friday. Hell yeah. I love that, man. Mr. Amazing. What you got, Mr. Amazing?
Hey, man, I just want to say we made plays last night, and that's what we needed to do. That we've been talking about that all week, that we, you know, that, you feel me, everybody, our star players been ghosts on the field. You know, I don't got to say too many names, but They've been ghosts on the field, like ghost riding. But nah, they showed out last night. Everybody did their thing. And I think it's because of the song I made with Black C from RBL Posse making plays. And they went out there and did their thing, baby. And that's the type of energy we need. We need to keep it going.
Hey, Mr.
Let's go, man.
Mr. Amazing.
We got our rivals.
Mr. Amazing, huh? Is there an instrumental for that? We got to pull that song up. We got to play it for you one time.
Or is it
on a Victory Friday?
Is it clean? Is it
yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to get a radio edit, and I'm going to send it to you. I talked to Shasky one time through the DMs one time, so I'm going to resend out a DM. You're going to see it. Don't come up, Jalen Fly Guy.
We need that right now. We need that right now. We need to play that before going into the weekend. All right?
I'll send it to you today.
We need it right now. No, we want to play it within the next 11 minutes, Mr. Amazing.
Well, we're looking it up right now.
It's good. It's Making Plays Part 2, Black Sea. featuring Black C.
Making plays.
It's great.
I love that. I love that, Mr. Amazing. Call us back, man. Good call.
Yeah, we shouting out everybody on there from Purdy, you know, to the old Deion Sanders when he was making plays out there. That's how they looked out there. They was having interceptions on defense. I was like, let's go.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
Hey, Mr. Amazing, when you start shouting out players, that's when you know they're big time, and that's when you know you're big time. There's nothing like a song when you're shouting out plays.
Shouting out players. He's got so many hits. Yeah. Don't Give Me No Bammer, Bluebird on My Shoulder. God, he's got so many hits.
Oh, yeah. That's why I had to get in with the legends, because the 49ers, this is going to be a legendary year for us. We're the underdog. We got to take over.
Here we go. Just for you, Mr. Amazing. Just for you.
Don't stop working all the time. I'm clocking. I'm pulling up to the intersection. Be straight now. Slide with me if your ass ain't rocking. You don't want no problems that'll
solve. Go ahead. Hey, go. Hey, Mr. Amazing, we're going to get to your part. We got your part coming up. We're going to give you some
great
love
call.
Here. Let it ride. Let it ride, love it. Go ahead. Listen for Mr. Amazing. Problems that'll solve. Is it right here?
Yeah. You don't want no problems. No. You got the wrong song. That's a great song. On me cause these niggas but you got the wrong song. Jalen Fly Guy, JalenFlyGuy, making MAIN plays featuring Black Seed. It's going to come up. It's on everything.
All right. We'll find it. We'll find it for you, Mr. Amazing. Good call there. And then with that said, go ahead and look for it while we get our girl who's in the zone.
Oh, boy.
Tony in Oakland, what you got to say? What you got to say about Shanahan right now? Shanahan showed up.
Before she goes.
Hold on, Tony.
Before you go, I'm already in the zone. We're going to the pumpkin patch today. All right, so I'm in the zone. Let's go.
Excellent. Okay. I have the secret fix for the rest of the season. This is the heart and the head. Okay. It's like the coin of England. The head on one side and the lion. Okay. Shanahan is sort of like the mind, though you do need love to have wisdom, but he's good enough. But you know what you do? We have the secret weapon, which is the general manager, Lynch. I watched that boy yesterday. He's got the feel and the heart. Dress him like a coach on the side. He's got to get his ass on the sideline, and then he can pump him up. And then we have the coin of England. We have the heart and the head. See, we have too much head, and we need a little heart right now. So we need more feel, which Lynch can provide. This, and then we could bring down Mahomes. This is the perfect fix.
You know, Tony, you're right about that. How about the hugs John Lynch gave to Renardo Green? He was like a proud papa, right? Showing the rookie some love.
He's our secret weapon. He's been hidden. We got to use. This is an inspiring potential, this dude has. He must know that.
Please explain.
And you know what? I got to give props to Nick Bosa, Tony. How about Nick Bosa yesterday?
Oh, yeah. He was great. It was like, and you know what? Purdy is unbelievable. He's giving them the force that the commander-in-chief should have on the sideline.
I felt the force.
He's giving it to them, and they're all coming in together. He's like the heart in the center. So that's out on the field, but we need on the sideline in case they become timid or afraid or cowardly, and they look over and Lynch is giving them the fist, and they know we better get our ass together or he's going to 86 us, right?
A lot of
fists and heads going on. Hey, Tony, can I ask you a question? I see the zone blocking system that Shanahan's running. These running backs seem to be in the zone, don't they?
Well, everyone's in it. You know what? I can't break it down the way that you do because, you know what, my gift is be able to feel who's got it in the moment and who can bring it. Of course, I could learn all those, the tactics and all that. But, right, you know, my gift is being able to feel who has it and how you can motivate and how you can win.
Tony, you're a legend.
You have a lot of gifts.
You're a legend. Thanks for the call
on a Friday. I'm looking at the coin of England. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I'm just looking at the text message. Is during that call.
What are they saying?
I'm not going to read what they're saying.
Okay.
I'm not going to go down that route. We're older than what the comments say. Let's just move on because we know I got a text from Football Mike and Tony will be at the Doobie Awards. She's got to be at the Doobie Awards this year. There's no doubt about it. When the Doobie Awards are happening, TBD.
Rocco is texting me right now saying JFG needs to call back every week. You can call me anything, just don't call me broke. His favorite line yet that he's heard on the morning roast.
I love that. I told you, Tay, this guy, Tay, He had 95-7 the game off, so we had Stidey and Guwan.
Are you sure it wasn't Killite from back in the day?
It wasn't Killite from Fresno.
Okay.
With AWOL Records.
Like Sopranos, you know.
Mr. Mafioso.
It was not a hit because you would have just saw black. You wouldn't have heard anything.
No, Mr. Mafioso was an all-time album. All-time album.
Juice and Killite had some... man.
This guy, Tay... This guy, Tay, rolled up on me. I'm walking by the studio to go pick up my car. And he's got 95-7 game on. He pulls up, skirt, right in front of the bus stop, in
like
front of our building.
Like you were Tony Soprano, like you almost got robbed.
I thought I was. I had my head on a swivel. It's like a real Frisco behavior. Always keep your head on a swivel. Always be aware of your surroundings, whether we're in the suburbs or the projects. It does not matter. So Tay rolls up on me, rolls down the window. Hey, Bonte, man, it's really you. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, hey, man, I'm a roaster. And the way he was on the phone, too, he leaned back in his seat. He goes, I'm a roaster. And he rolls down the windows, I'm a roaster. I'm like, what's your name, man? He goes, I'm Tay. He goes, hey, Bonte, man, you really famous out here. You really famous. He goes, you ain't rich, but you famous. I said, I respect you. He goes, tell Shaxi, I say, what's up? Keep going crazy for the roast, man.
Let's go.
We love you. And he skirted off. Skirt!
Oh, he took off.
He skirted off.
And so he was in a thunder bucket.
Dude, he was, hey, I was right. I could roll with Tay. You could tell he knows how to drive. He was navigating through traffic. I don't know if he was doing DoorDash or what, but he was filling it. And he had 95-7 a game blasting. So I tell you all the time, firefighters, cops, we got firefighters, we got cops, we got lawyers, we got techies, we got people who are about that life. We got the gangsters. We got people who sag their pants. We got people who wear their buttons, all the button-ups. We got people who tuck their sweaters in. We got them all. We got a who's who of roasters.
And the overnight dancers.
We don't, look, roasters don't die. They multiply.
Roasters don't die, they multiply.
Hey, listen, I saw a text from the 209.
We need that needs to be on a t-shirt. I mean, like, roasters don't die, they multiply.
You like that too. I'm telling you. 209
dropping
today.
Bars
we
here.
Converted one. The Seriously. 209 says, I used to go to the other state. Now I'm a roaster. How do I become it? The 209 earlier today, I saw it. The Comcast Business Text Line. He goes, how do I become a roaster? A lifelong roaster.
This is like Bonte thinks that like he's like seriously has like a sermon and he has just a congregation.
We indoctrinate you into the roast lifestyle.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a like, whole ceremony. You come, there's a whole like song and dance we do
Peter
about
Piper
it.
Over
we
here.
Bless you. Yeah. You know?
And well, not only you, he's like doing the holy water, right? He's just spraying holy water on
water,
people
but.
And they're getting the spirit.
Hey, my boy Ryan, who's about to marry Sarah Solomon. Shout out Sarah Solomon, works with the Golden State Warriors. He wanted to announce his engagement. He wanted to propose
to
Sarah on the roast. And she was like, no, dude, you got to propose to me somewhere else. You can't propose to me on the morning roast.
It's like doing it at a sporting event. What's wrong with that?
Maybe we'll just conduct a wedding here on the roast one day.
you would love to be that.
I swear.
By the power invested in me, Bonte Hill,
exactly.
King of Bay Area Media. I now pronounce you.
Hey.
In a royal decree.
Best week of jokes of your whole career.
Hey, listen,
you're on fire.
Listen, you want to laugh at something? This is a true story.
I think King
there's a
decree
drop.
This wedding legal.
Listen, there's a drop.
Hear ye, hear ye. Quiet down, quiet down. The king has something to say. Your majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm? Oh, the king's tale. What is the king's tale?
Hey, listen.
It gets me every time.
It gets me every time. It does. And I always cut it off. True story. I got back from the European extravaganza. Was it the European extravaganza? Or was it another trip to Mexico? I forget. You know, your boy's been traveling.
I can't keep track of all your vacations.
Listen, I can't either. Cuba, European extravaganza, you name it. I got back from a vacation
life.
Or was going to a vacation. And I forgot who it was. But it was 2 years ago. And this guy asked me, hey, Bonte, I'm getting married. Can you, what do they call it when you get, like, give the word or whatnot, or you say, hey, I pronounced this person.
Officiate
a wedding, yes.
He wanted me to officiate the wedding.
How much were you going to charge?
I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
I don't know.
But I was busy, so I wasn't able to do it. But this guy asked me, he was like, about that life. He was like, no, I'm dead serious. Would you be willing to officiate my wedding? I got offered that 2 years ago.
And what did you say?
Well, I was busy and I couldn't do it.
No, but what did you say to him?
I don't remember. I basically was like, I've got a vacation planned. I can't do it. Or I was coming back from a vacation. I'm not sure.
He said, hey, would you officiate my wedding? You said, what date is it? That's how it went down?
That's kind of how it went down.
Yeah, you opened the door way too wide on that one.
I was going to officiate the
wedding. It was a Warrior game that day, so.
It was something that had happened.
I got to pick baby Chez up. Hey, it was a Warrior game.
It was something happening. Definitely wasn't a Giants game.
I got to go to the stretch lab.
Oh, man.
Were the overnight dancers at the wedding?
Yeah, there may have been, but he wanted me to officiate it. So 510.
How's your wedding planning going, King?
Not going well right now. We've been working. It's good. It's getting there.
Is the queen ready for her day?
Oh, she's been ready. She'll get married tomorrow if we could, but try to make sure we limit the cost here. 510, Comcast Business Text Line.
Limit the cost.
I want to make a baby on
the
roast. The realm
pays for that.
Listen. I want to make a baby on the roast. Now it's getting a little weird.
We are not that kind of radio show.
Yeah, we're not gonna help you through labor, buddy.
Maybe if Howard Stern joins the show, but you know.
I don't know how to induce a baby. Hey, just breathe a little bit. Push.
Marcus
no,
and Richmond might be able to help us on this.
Yeah, no, he can help you. I can't. What else? There was something else. Jed. Lamos Farms. Is it Lamos Farms? Lamos Farms, Half Moon Bay. It was good seeing you a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was there. This is Jed. You were stalking me, man. I think it was the other way around because you followed me to Sam's Chatterhouse. I saw you with your kids. You did.
Sam's Chatterhouse is pretty good, though.
It is great.
I mean, the little guy loves their French fries.
It is great.
Went crazy on them. And I went crazy on that lobster roll.
Yeah. Reverend Bonte Sharpton. It's Rob. No. Albert Breer, in your report on CMC and Ricky Pearsall.
Going back to August, when he started to feel like himself again, they ramped him up towards the opener against the Jets. Ultimately, the Achilles flared up on him, so after the opener, they wound up shutting him down. He's just started feeling like himself again last week, so they started to ramp him up over the last few days. The good news is that there's been no flare-up. There's been no setbacks. He feels good, so the Niners are optimistic about where he is. But this is a scary deal for him. He's determined to play this year. I'd say the next 2 or 3 weeks are critical. And one last injury note on the Niners, Carissa. Ricky Pearsall, their first-round receiver, will return to practice next week.
That's good news.
Great news, right? Great news.
Yay! Is it Fast Five time?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Yeah, I'm glad you played those drops. My final thought is this. Listen, the roast is a community of fun, all right? And sometimes we scream and yell, and sometimes we dump people, and sometimes we praise them, and sometimes we play their music on air, and
crack.
Sometimes just stuff happens. But I will say this, for our regular roaster call-ins, you guys can't just call in when things are negative.
Nope.
The Robs and San Brunos, the TCs and Sack, all right? The Brian and Palo Altos. Sometimes when things are going well, I want to hear from you too. It takes two to tango.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
All right. And I love you guys. But if we're going to crush this team when they lose games, I'm not saying keep the same energy. All I'm saying is I want to hear from you win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's weak sauce. That's weak sauce. Shanahan, Purdy, they play well.
Bonte, when my phone rings from certain people, and I know they just want favors, and they never want to return a favor, that's when I know, this is a one-sided relationship.
There's no doubt. No, and you know what, Shasky? I had to sit here. I called out Nick Bosa. I called him out. I didn't call in sick, knowing Nick Bosa had a great game. You know what? You give credit when credit is due. And I'm going to give some other credit here.
Is the king falling on the sword?
No, I am falling on the sword. Nick Bosa played his ass off yesterday. We all called him out, and he showed up and delivered yesterday. That's why he gets my game ball. How about this? Jordan Mason, 9 carries, 73 yards yesterday. 73 yards. He now has 609 this season, which is tied for the most rushing yards through 6 games in franchise history. He's tied with Charlie Gardner for the most rushing yards through the first 6 games of a season. Tied with Charlie Gardner. J.D. Smith, third, with 604. Wendell Tyler, fourth, with 578. Roger Craig with 574. And then, by the way, last one, George Kittle, 6,500 receiving yards. He now has 6,557 receiving yards. That's third most for a tight end. Third most for a tight end through their first 103 games. Ron Gronkowski had 6,547 through 94. Kelsey with 6,515 through 97 games. How about that?
J.D. Smith, OG 49er running back.
OG, very OG. That's crazy with George Kittle. Crazy, tying up with Kellen Winslow for the third fewest amount of games by a tight end to reach 6,500 receiving yards. Yes, he's an all-time Niner great. Go ahead, Loveman.
My final thought is just watching that game last night, it's just so fun watching these Niners young players grow up right before our eyes. You know, Grendo, very happy for the night he had last night. I'll never forget the first snap he took in training camp this year. He popped his hamstring, and you're thinking, man, this could linger. It wasn't lingering last night. Renardo Green, takes a lot for me to praise someone went to FSU. Good stuff there, Renardo Green. Tatum Bethune, you as well. Look at me shouting out all these Seminoles.
You love that.
Malik Mustafa's looking great. I mean, I appreciate it, though. All these great young Niners players, man, it's got me thinking. Niners' future, it's pretty good hands, I think.
Yeah, the window's open.
Lemon, you had a great week. You were asked to do a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
But your comedic timing this week was just chef's kiss.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Lucas, welcome to the realm of Bonte Hill.
Our director of sports, who's done a great job here. Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
You're like a lord in this realm.
I don't know what you've done the last hour and a half, but, you know.
The king is questioning.
I misspelled that guy Tito's name to say Dito.
Yeah, I know.
That's why he's director of sports.
Dido did have a hit with Eminem.
Hey, do we have Mr. Amazing song, by the way? Can we go out with that?
It's not great.
Oh,
so you're the arbiter of what's great and what's not?
Yeah, this is the Morty Rose. Even when it's bad, it's good. Okay, this ain't Willard or Dibbs, where everything has to be perfect. And by the way, fade to Dippers. I hope you didn't fade to Dippers yesterday, because he was on it. He took the Niners -3.5. Shout out Dibbs and shout out Ron Rivera.
Hey Lucas, go Sharks.
Yep, with the hashtag.
Hey, Mr. Amazing, I know your song was great. We'll play it on Monday. Trust me, Mr. Amazing. That was Lucas Alexander. Throw all the slander towards him and Willard or Dibbs. Anyway, that was Fast Five.
I think I was listening to the wrong song.
Probably. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. That's why you got to get some brothers in here, some Filipinos. All you white boys in here don't know what the rap songs are. I'm kidding. You guys got flair. You got flavor. A lot more flavor than me.
I know more rap than you.
Just Bay Area rap. That was Fast.